Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6:30. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Authorities now say 17 people have died in Southern California. Mudslides and another 17 are missing. The death toll rose Wednesday as researchers pulled two more bodies from the inundated area in the Santa Barbara County enclave of Montecito. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As a winter storm system tracks across south central Kansas, we're already seeing slick roadways with freezing drizzle and a transition to snow as we go throughout mid to late morning. Even though we won't see much in the way of accumulation, maybe a dusting to a half inch, most of that snow will be blowing with gusty north winds at 25 to 45 miles per hour. Temperatures drop back into the low 20s. Clearing tonight, our low 10. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now light snow, 27 degrees, north wind gusting to 39 miles per hour. We do have four school closings now here in the Wichita area. Mays, Valley Center, Goddard, and Cheney all canceling classes today because of the weather.
Governor Sam Brownback's $16.8 billion budget was presented to lawmakers yesterday. The budget invests more money in K-12 education in response to the Supreme Court's decision in October, which said the state was not adequately funding schools. KSN News spoke with State Representative Troy Waymaster.
I still have concerns whether in the outlying years with the increases that the governor has made through K-12 education, whether or not we're able to balance the budget.
Governor Brownback's office released a statement in response to the reaction to his budget received. The governor said he will not stand to see schools closed because of inaction on our part.
An elder of a Kansas City, Missouri church is charged with killing his wife, who was an associate pastor.
Johnson County authorities on Wednesday charged 30-year-old Robert Lee Harris with first-degree murder in the death of his wife of 18 months, 38-year-old Tanisha Harris. Police say officers on Monday responded to the couple's Overland Park, Kansas apartment about a domestic disturbance and returned when Harris reported that his wife was missing. Her body was found later in Raymore, Missouri. The Kansas City Star reports that she was an associate pastor at Repairers Kansas City, a non-denominational church. Pastor Carlton Funderburk described the newlyweds as loving and said there was no signs at all of trouble. Harris is being held on a $1 million bond and scheduled to appear in court Thursday. It's not clear if he has an attorney. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne tells KNSS News, a flu shot is a good idea because the flu season can last until April. How effective is this year's vaccine?
Last year's was between 40 and 50%. We're hoping similar or better this year. But even if it isn't the exact strain or 100% match, which it really can't be, it still provides some coverage. And if people do get the flu, if they've gotten the flu shot, it usually is not as severe or as long.
Byrne says free vaccines are available at the health department on West Central as supplies last.
Democrats are demanding that a DACA fix be attached to the next spending bill. However, many Republicans are opposing that. Fox's Chad Pergram explains many Republicans do not want another short-term spending bill.
There's a problem with just doing yet another interim spending bill, and it deals with defense. Now, you have defense hawks who want to bolster defense spending significantly and break what we call the sequester caps. You might remember that some years ago, 2011, they agreed to the Budget Control Act, which actually harnessed federal spending to some degree. It was in exchange for raising the debt ceiling. And what happened is they would just cut across the board every department. That's what's called sequestration.
Republicans likely do not have enough votes to pass a spending bill without help from Democrats.
President Trump says he thinks he may have the answer to America's opioid problem.
At an Oval Office ceremony, the president signing legislation to help Customs and Border Protection agencies get additional tools to stop the flow of illegal drugs. They'll be getting new screening devices and lab equipment to test for drugs like fentanyl. But at that ceremony, while speaking to members of Congress and healthcare practitioners, the president raising some eyebrows, saying he knows what to do about the opioid addiction epidemic.
There is an answer. I think I actually know the answer. But I'm not sure the country's ready for it yet.
The president's made fighting the opioid epidemic a centerpiece of his administration, but critics say he hasn't dedicated nearly enough money to make a difference. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
You've heard the saying, when pigs can fly. A family in Deerfield Beach, Florida is wondering if that's possible after 15 pounds of pork rained on their house.
A big bang on the roof at 4 a.m., loud enough to jar the family awake. When they went out to investigate, they found two bundles of frozen pork next to the house and three more on the roof. The family says they were too heavy to throw on the roof, so they must have dropped from the sky. They tracked the meat back to a guy who lives 170 miles away. He says he bought some pigs at a county fair, but says he isn't a pilot and doesn't own a plane, so how it ended up on that roof remains a mystery. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
635. Pork on the roof mystery.
I like that story.
Wow. Authorities say an Arizona woman fatally shot her husband in the head, then spent 2 days running errands, including praying at church. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office says Catherine Herbert was locked up on a first-degree murder charge. She told deputies she and James Herbert argued Saturday night and that he raised a handgun, so she fired a shotgun at him. Says she then panicked, drove to church, and prayed. After that, she returned home, slept, and cleaned house.
Oh, boy.
Investigators say she spent another day running errands before telling her daughter about the shooting.
Boy.
And the daughter brought her to authorities. A murder trial has begun for an Oklahoma woman charged with killing her 33-year-old daughter by forcing a crucifix and medallion down her throat because she believed the woman was possessed by the devil.
Oh, man.
During opening statements this week, prosecutors described the scene as horrific.
Ugh.
The victim's boyfriend testified that when he found her body, her arms were spread out as if she had been crucified. Her mother, Juanita Gomez, was found competent to stand trial by a psychologist who said she was grossly feigning memory problems to appear incompetent.
Oh, boy.
636 now, Steve and Ted, and the star of the show this morning is going to be weather, as we have some wintry weather going through the Wichita area right now. And taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar, Ted, this large area of rain and sleet and snow is now, we're down in Wichita's on the southwestern edge of that area. A lot of it over in Butler County and moving into Greenwood County over near Eureka. Now, behind that, though, we've got a large, long area of precipitation, moisture, snow, sleet that spreads from up near Manhattan, clear down to south central Kansas, Medicine Lodge, and that's all moving generally to northeast. So it appears from the radar we're going to be in this for a while. Yeah, what do you got over there? Something going on?
I got a call from traffic tracker Tony. He was driving along McLean, kind of in the downtown area.
Yeah.
He said all along McLean there, way from, you know, 1st and 2nd Street, all the way down to right around Lincoln or so, no lights are on.
Ah, that's helpful.
Right. Okay. And, again, there was also a report of lines down at Kellogg and Greenwich Road. Got some moisture on those lines. Get really heavy when that freezes and that ice freezes up. Could be breaking some power lines. That could be another thing to watch out for this morning.
All right, 6:38 now, Steve and Ted, and our latest update has four schools closed right here in the Wichita area. There are a lot of schools closed to the west because of the snow has been moving in overnight. Mays, Valley Center, Goddard, Cheney, no school today.
So, and I just see Clearwater is closed.
Clearwater's on the list?
Yeah.
Well, that's
add them to the list.
Add them to the list. I would have thought this would not be that bad a situation, but obviously the school would say, no, we don't want to mess with it today. And the weather, the driving conditions, of course, they're not going to be all that good. You got to run the buses and pick up the kids and all that stuff. So,
and on a lot of rural roads, going to be worse.
Yeah, and it looks like Butler County's been pounding pretty good so far this morning. Let's check in on the KNSS Commodities Update now with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, we saw follow-through buying from Tuesday's positive close that took the live cattle and feeder cattle to positive start yesterday morning. The upside quickly ran into selling pressure, and the close was also negative yesterday with the largest losses occurring in live cattle futures. Lean hogs had two-sided trading and closed mixed, with the losses being in the nearby contracts. And the February lean hog contract made another new contract high before trading lower. At the close yesterday, Feb cattle 80 cents lower at 116.87. March feeders 52 lower at 142.22. And Feb lean hogs down 65 cents at 72.52. The soybean futures took another hit to the downside Wednesday, with March contracts having its lowest trade since August 31st. The meal equaled its low of the year, and wheat futures traded mostly positive and closed positive, while the corn closed negative. Now, Friday morning, we'll see at 11 o'clock the USDA supply and demand report, the quarterly grain stocks, and the winter wheat acreage report. At the moment, March Casey wheat's a penny lower at 439.5. March corn's unchanged at 349. March soybeans 0.75 higher, 9.55¾. February crude 42 cents higher, 63.99. Feb gold 20 cents higher, 13.1940. The March S&P 4¾ points higher, 27.55¼. March dollar index 15 cents higher, 92.22. And March Dow Jones futures 41 points higher, 25,392. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, you're in Augusta in Butler County. What's going on over there weather-wise right now?
We are starting to see the ice accumulate on stuff. As you said, that moisture's out there and the wind's blowing, that temperature's dropping, and it is causing things to freeze. And as Ted was saying about power lines, that is going to be a big concern.
Could be the power lines and, slick streets and roadways and and that wind
you're walking on.
Yeah, the wind is just is bare out there this morning, isn't it?
You bet it is.
And everybody brings up the thing, you know, if now we're hearing that Wichita school buses here, USD 259, going to be probably running late this morning. And, you know, there's concern there is if you got kids out there who are standing at a bus stop, that can be pretty ugly, this kind of weather. So
you bet.
And so if I had a kid, I'd keep them in the car right there by the bus stop till the bus showed up, or else I'd just go ahead and drive them to school. But that's all right. So that's what's going on this morning here, and you say you're just starting to get some pretty good icing up conditions there in Butler County.
I was noticing that here almost 2 hours ago. You started to see a pickup.
Yeah, it's been a couple of hours when the moisture really started here in the Wichita area, and then overspreading, of course, going to Butler County. All this is moving from the west generally to the east right now. So
the only good news is get us in there a couple of days down the road, and it'll just be cold, and we'll get this moisture by us.
Well, this is going to be a very short-lived storm that's coming through. According to the National Weather Service, it could be pretty much over by noon, but then it's going to be cold and still wet, and could be an inch of accumulation over here. So we're all looking at those factors and making our judgment on what we're going to do today, huh?
Got our fingers crossed.
Yep, then you'll be sitting there right by that fire with a great big cup of hot cider, right?
Yeah, it's terrible that I got to be able to stay inside.
Oh, that's too bad. I feel for you. I really do. Thank you, Tom. Stay warm. KNSS Commodities Update there with Tom Leffler. Hey, on the way here at 6:42, Steve and Ted, we're going to keep you posted on weather all throughout the morning. And coming up, we've got Don Graham, CFP, the Money Tracker. Of course, the Money Tracker never freezes up. He is ready to go telling about financial resolutions. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.